Goodbye, Europe. Therefore, in 1893, Wellesley decides to leave his homeland. He doesn't like to analyze the reasons. In his letters to Rudolf Jasnohlídek, he only mentions them in passing and in his own special Wellesley way. It is nobody's business why I left or what was the cause of it. From Zabrze, he travels south to the already familiar city of Genoa. Here he gets hired on a ship going to the United States. He turns 25 when he leaves his homeland forever. He returned only once for a short time, after more than 30 years of living in the Arctic. First, the ship heads to Baltimore, Galveston, and then it changes direction to Australia and Vladivostok. During his first voyage, Jan Wellesley travels almost around the whole world. In America, he wonders whether to stay or not. He decides to continue to another corner of the world. When the ship, filled with the cotton cargo, stops in Vladivostok, he is tired of the life of a sailor. He gets off and looks for a new job. He finds it in a shipyard arsenal. In Siberia, an arduous effort is underway to construct the Trans-Siberian Railway, and much qualified labor is in a high demand. The massive project employs tens of thousands of people from Central Russia as well as Asia. In this difficult terrain, Jan's profession as a locksmith is highly applicable. Builders must construct hundreds of bridges to pass over many waterways. Therefore, Wellesley puts his skill and energy into the railway construction. He works near Irkutsk and spends the winter not far from a settlement in Khomustok. It is here that he learns everything about the new country. Wellesley finds out about the vastness and richness of Siberia, gold, animal fur, and mammoth tusks. But what he likes most of all is the freedom of Siberia. His stories describe a place without a government where a man can live completely free. Wellesley, still affected by his bitter experiences in the military, can't get enough of freedom. He wants to be independent and to live outside of civilization. He decides to take a risk by heading way up to the northeast to the most remote corner of Siberia.